Well, here in this country today in San Diego, Amazon opened its second physical bookstore, a brick-and-mortar extension of their online inventory, which already accounts for almost half of all new book purchases by some estimates. Amazon already has a store in Seattle where the company is based, and it plans to expand to Portland and Chicago as well. Amazon announced its plans for Chicago last month, prompting 17 indie bookshops to sign an open letter in protest. Joining me now are the owners of two of those independent bookstores, Lynn Mooney of Women and Children First. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Jeremy.
And Becky Anderson is also with us. She is with Anderson's Bookshops in Chicago. Becky, welcome to you.
Thank you so much.
And tell us why you signed this letter bashing Amazon's plans to open a storefront in Chicago. I'll start with you, Becky.
You know what? I think it's probably the history of what Amazon means to most of us as independents. We own our businesses. We live in our neighborhoods. We live in our communities. And our mission is to build lifelong readers and to put those books face-to-face into people's hands. And I think with the advent of Amazon and knowing that we have been paying sales tax for, you know, from the dawn of sales tax remittance and also property taxes, you know, we see this as an unequal playing field when it comes to the selling of books and what we mean to our communities.
And by the way, Amazon is now paying sales taxes in the state of Illinois. But Lynn, what about you? What was the reason that you decided to sign on to this?
Well, I think so many people have been seduced by the convenience and low prices of Amazon and don't realize the societal cost that is attached. The opportunities to connect with others in a meaningful way are so rare now. But we have to put ourselves out there into spaces, and I think independent bookstores are a fabulous example of that, where real conversations take place, real encounters, on a one-to-one human level. And that can't be replicated by an algorithm or a computer program or an app.
Is there anything different about this, though, than if a farmer's market got angry because a Whole Foods was moving into the community?
You know what? I think it is different. You know, it's a lot bigger. That what's happening with the internet sales in general is what's happening to retail space around our country. I think that's a real concern because there's billions of dollars going to be lost and have been lost in property taxes that do support communities. So a farmer's market, you know, and a Whole Foods is not really a good comparison to what the internet is doing to our communities and Main Street.
Well, is there anything that you can actually do to stop Amazon from coming in with its brick and mortar store in Chicago?
I personally choose to think of this as a positive moment where we have an opportunity to engage and educate with the customers who we've already been having these conversations with. The allure of the convenience and low prices have dampened the enthusiasm for having some tough conversations. My particular bookstore, Women and Children First, is located in a neighborhood called Andersonville in Chicago. And about a decade ago, an economic study was done in our neighborhood. And it showed definitively that dollars spent in locally owned businesses do indeed circulate and continue to enrich that local community. And that may just sound like, oh, the business owners are getting rich. But no, it's a kind of enrichment that's a genuine grassroots movement so that the residents of the community, their schools, their institutions, as well as perhaps the commercial strip, are all enriched together. And to be honest, it was studies like this that were part of the spark that ignited the localism movement that, well, is now entering its second decade and has really transformed communities all over the country.
And yet there are still a lot of people who are drawn to these big chains that come into town. And I would throw Walmart into that as well. They want things that are cheaper. They want to be able to get everything that they want, you know, in one place. And frankly, they recognize the brand that, you know, you see a big Amazon logo on a store. You recognize that brand perhaps more than you would a local business, and you know what you're getting there. Do you think that there's any way to sort of turn the tide against the way that so many communities are going?
Oh, I think there definitely is. And I think what we do locally and what we do as independents and as citizens of our own communities is that we connect. We connect with not only the customers that come in our stores, we reach out to our community. Our four walls, our brick and mortar walls, are not what we're about. We're about reaching out to our schools. We're reaching out to not-for-profits. We are constantly using books that we love and we know our community loves as bridges to build community. But it's showing what we do, and that's the challenge, that we bring authors and voices and artists to our locations. We put hundreds of free author events in schools every year. There's a higher cost to those lower prices. And when they don't spend their dollars in independent businesses that make a difference locally, they're making a mistake because we, you know, that's a chance that we may no longer be there. And that is a huge economic situation that we could be faced with.
Becky Anderson of Anderson's Bookshops in Chicago. We've also been speaking with Lynn Mooney, co-owner of the Chicago bookstore Women and Children First. They have both signed on to a letter criticizing Amazon's plans to open a brick-and-mortar store in Chicago. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Jeremy. You.